You are the light of the world. These words are an amazing gift and challenge to us. This comes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel of Matthew. Sometime soon, open up your Bible at home and read Matthew chapters 5 through 7. The Sermon on the Mount is Jesus' primary instruction on how to live as members of the body of Christ, how to be the light of the world. It all starts with Jesus himself. Jesus is the light that shines in our darkness. Jesus himself enlightens us with his love and mercy, with his very presence. He pours his Holy Spirit out upon us, which is symbolized sometimes as a flame. He calls us to walk in his light and then to go and be the light to the world. He tells us, you are the light of the world. Our life of faith begins at baptism when we are first enlightened by Christ. Receiving the light of Jesus into our lives is what changes everything for us, both as individuals and as a parish. Jesus said this, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I ask you, do you believe?
Yes.
Good. So for those who have eyes to see, let them see Christ present in this gathered assembly. We have gatherings for Mass every day, and we have other liturgies all throughout the week and the year. Our gatherings in the name of Jesus are worthy of our participation and our support. The Bible says that Jesus is the Word made flesh. Do you believe?
Yes.
Well, in our parishes, we proclaim the fullness of the Word of God. When we proclaim the Word of God, it is the Lord himself who speaks his words of life to us. So for those who have ears to hear, let them hear the words of Jesus to us every day at Mass. Our listening attentively to the Word of God is worthy of our participation and our support. The Bible shows us that it is Jesus himself who sanctifies us in baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, confession, anointing, marriage, and holy orders. Church, do you believe?
Yes.
Well, we celebrate the fullness of the seven sacraments in our church. Jesus continues to form us as God's holy people. So for those whose hearts are open to the transforming work of God among us, let them be converted into God's holy, sacramental people. Our celebration of the sacraments is worthy of our participation and our support. Our encounter with Christ in word and in sacrament, in spirit and in truth, is what changes everything for us. May we be enlightened by Christ in this holy place. Now, out of the sacramental heart of the church, we do many things in the name of Jesus. Consider all of those who help us in our liturgy. We have acolytes, altar servers, art and environment, Eucharistic adoration, musicians and singers, communion ministers, ministers to the sick and the elderly, gift bearers, hospitality ministers, lectors, prayer groups and sacristans, and more. All of these people help to make the light of Jesus shine through our worship, week in and week out. From this liturgy, we are called and equipped to build up the kingdom of God. Consider the ministries that equip us in knowledge of the gospel. In our parish, we have Adult enrichment, Bible study, children's liturgy of the word, Christ renews his parish, faith sharing groups, growing in faith together called Gift Youth Ministries, the nursery, Catholic school ministry, RCIA, baptism prep, first communion prep, confirmation prep, marriage prep, and a whole lot more. All of these people working in these areas help bring the light of Jesus into our minds and into our hearts. Formed in the knowledge of Christ, we are sent through those doors to bring the light of Christ out into the world. Consider all of the ways that our parish does this. We have bereavement, extended hospitality, health ministry, men's group, women's group, adult youth ministry, young couples, moms, newcomers committee, divorce ministry, ministry to the sick and the elderly, prayer blanket ministry, the prayer line, the seniors group, spirituality 101, the housing committee, respect life, service learning, social justice, St. Vincent de Paul, and more. Good on you. All of these people are working as Jesus' light to the world, bringing his light into every dark place, being a sign of hope to somebody else. Dear people, Jesus has called us, you and me, to be the light of the world. And our children being baptized this weekend are being baptized into this goodness. It is the presence of Jesus among us, living through us for the sake of the life of the world. And we gather to ask for the grace to say yes to Jesus' invitation to us. It is because of the light of Jesus himself among us that our parish may be like that light that is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all. May the light of Holy Trinity Parish shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify our Heavenly Father.